Today's Friday, July 20th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from AV Week 353. I'm joined by Don Mead, Kevin Barlow, and Dan O'Donnell talking about Amazon Alexa recording conversations. Dan O'Donnell starts us off talking about how this is an opportunity to manage privacy settings.
You know, I think it's a concern for everybody, right? But I think that bringing up the subject just delivers a tremendous opportunity to really take it, you know, take advantage of the opportunity, because, you know, it's kind of like when you automatically scan through something, you download an app and you get the agreement reminder, right? No one ever reads it. They just click okay, accept, and go. Yeah. So I think number one, it's a great experience for people to kind of go through those settings and maybe even download that Alexa app and see, you know, what other things that they can enable. And one of the things I would do, I think, you know, if you're going to be in a sensitive area, you probably want to disable the contact feature, which you can do. And then there's things that you can enable as well. But I think for us, like when we're in our meetings and R&D talking about, you know, control system and how we integrate and our black boxes integrate with other control systems, you know, voice is huge. And if it's any indicator, I think it's at the top one to five of all the control system companies, a checklist as far as how we're going to be prepared for it, how we're going to deliver it, and then obviously how can we help manage it, or at least make some tools so it's very easy for people to manage it overall, and, you know, use what's great about it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin, I'm going to bring you on this because from a manufacturer standpoint, that where you guys work with other folks, how do you guys kind of protect yourselves and your clients from unforeseen circumstances when working with other folks that may or may not make the best choices, or something happens that absolutely outside of their control, and yet it's still seen as a negative or a black mark on that company in the marketplace, and you are directly associated with it?
Well, you know, it's a tricky fine line to walk across. So first, I agree with what Dan said on the end user license agreement, you know, that it could say whatever the company wants to protect themselves, but nobody's going to read that. My feeling is that the default setting for anything that has that kind of capability should be set for the most secure, the most private setting as the default, so that the end user has to intentionally activate or turn on features that would compromise privacy at some point.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.